abortion. The latest word on gas prices from AAA. The national average for a gallon of regular is now $4.16 as prices at the pump continue drifting lower. Stocks moving higher on Wall Street this morning. Right now, the Dow is up 307 points, the NASDAQ 230 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
If you find yourself stuck in a timeshare, get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, beat the largest timeshare company in federal court and has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-859-6688. That's 800-859-6688.
The fight for the unborn is raging in our country. The Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade, clearing the way for many states to ban or severely limit abortion. The debates have never been stronger. During this critical time, the award-winning film, The Matter of Life, cuts through the rhetoric and hatred and exposes the real issues surrounding the plight of the unborn. The Matter of Life. Stream it today at salemnow.com and have your own life transformed as you watch The Matter of Life.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. Our better-than-normal rain chances continue for at least a couple of more days. Meanwhile, more hot and humid days, with today's high temperature up to about 93, with the heat index into triple digits again. And again, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms today and Thursday, most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours, with locally heavy downpours and spots. Tonight's low 73, Thursday's high 93. We'll be in the mid-90s on Friday and Saturday, but storms will start to thin out in number, become more widely scattered by then. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network. I'm Jerome Jones. Here are your news headlines. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is in Taiwan this morning after receiving a warm welcome from government officials, including the nation's president. The trip has riled China, which considers Taiwan part of its one nation vision. And news from Tallapoosa County. A Tallapoosa County man is in jail and arrested on kidnapping and murder charges after two decomposing bodies were found in his home, along with a 12-year-old girl that authorities say he kept against her will. Tallapoosa County Sheriff Jimmy Abbott says the girl was found walking alone in the 3500 block of County Road 34 just south of Dadeville on Monday. U.S. Marshals and Auburn police later arrested 37-year-old Jose Reyes and charged him with first-degree kidnapping, three counts of capital murder, and two counts of abuse of a corpse. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jerome Jones. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, IRRL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
This is your roving reporter,
And today I am talking with Thor.
Hey man, what's shaking?
Now Thor, I understand you are the god of thunder.
That's right man, me and Mjolnir have power over thunder and lightning and stuff like that, you know?
So I guess you don't have time to worry about money matters.
No man, that's why we have David Earnest.
You mean the people of Asgard use David Earnest as their financial guy?
Oh yeah man, everybody knows the numbers. Like 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
There you have it, folks. Direct from the God of Thunder.
Yeah, man. That's me.
You know, I saw your last movie, and it seemed to me you got roughed up a little more than you usually do.
Yeah, man. It was a rough shoot.
Yeah. I'll bet some mornings you were pretty Thor. Why did you throw your hammer?
Just move over about 2 inches. You'll find out.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Is that how you conduct yourself in a democracy?
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader's in the house.
Hey, Joey.
One more hour to go here on the midday of the week, Wednesday. And some interesting news here. As things start to take shape for the midterms, tightening up, I still expect the Republicans to win, but we'll see what happens there. The prospect of a clear Republican majority in the House and the Senate will have certain ramifications, and one is that Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, he's probably my favorite up there, no offense to Tommy Tuberville, and, you know, Katie Brickett always surprised me, too.
She
could end up being my favorite.
Certainly.
As it's shaking Tommy and Katie. But Dr. Rand Paul remains my favorite up there in the Senate. And then probably John Kennedy is up there, too. I mean, it's not just a philosophy thing. It's style and where you go to bat. But Rand Paul has announced the first ever hearing on gain-of-function research, which will be aimed at pinning down the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. Here's a quote from a spokesperson for Senator Paul's office given to Fox News Digital. Quote, throughout this pandemic, Dr. Rand Paul has led the effort to hold government officials accountable on the status of efforts being made to combat COVID-19 and the origins of this virus that was killed over 6 million people worldwide. This has been a year-long process of getting congressional Democrats to finally agree to a hearing, which would also be the first congressional hearing on gain-of-function research. Dr. Paul looks forward to working with Subcommittee Chairwoman Hassan and hearing from expert witnesses during this critically important hearing that should have happened long ago. Oh, wow. So it looks like some of the Democrats are actually on board with getting into this. So we could get this hearing very soon. And in fact, Senator Rand Paul was on with Brett Baier, I believe, yesterday. Let's listen.
Fire. You've called for hearings on the origin of COVID. You say you'd like to pursue that. Obviously, if Republicans take control, that's much more likely. I had Dr. Anthony Fauci on. I asked him and pressed him a couple of different ways about this. Take a listen to this. You refute the accuracy of any of these emails that came out from the Oversight Committee showing top virologists warning you that the virus pointed to gain-of-function research and a lab leak.
Upon re-looking at this carefully now, we think it's more likely that it was a natural evolution.
And you still believe that? There are more and more organizations that point right to a lab leak.
Brett, more people saying it doesn't mean there's more evidence of it.
You've had some battles up on Capitol Hill with Dr. Fauci. Your thoughts on all of that?
Before we even get to whether the virus came from a lab, we have to explore, were they doing gain-of-function research? Were they taking viruses, mixing them with unknown viruses, and creating more lethal viruses, or viruses that were more infectious or transmissible? I say without question they were doing this. Anthony Fauci says they weren't. Tomorrow, we will have the first gain-of-function hearing on Capitol Hill, the first exploration of this topic in 2 years. 1 million Americans died, and we have not had one single hearing. Tomorrow, we have the first hearing, and I'll ask three scientists, very esteemed scientists, scientists with hundreds of papers, peer-reviewed papers, editors of journals. This is an elite group of scientists that'll be there tomorrow. I'm going to ask them, was it gain-of-function research that was going on in Wuhan? That doesn't prove it came from a lab, but it proves that dangerous research was happening there and that it could have come from the lab. And my question is, even if we don't know for certain, let's say it's 50-50, that's still a big probability that it came from the lab. At that point, wouldn't we want to make sure we're controlling? You know, we have restrictions on exporting nuclear technology. Should we have restrictions on exporting DNA technology to communist China? I think yes.
And I think he's right. Well, this is a good sign. I know there are a lot of folks, if the Republicans fully take the Congress, that want to go after Fauci and others. But it's a good sign that we're actually getting a hearing on this. Well, it's happening, I think, as we speak. So we'll play some of the highlights from that tomorrow, if we have the time. And, of course, more reaction to this Schumer-Manchin bill. It's really a tax and spend bill. The idea that this reduces inflation is a joke.
Well, how come nobody called him out on it, Joey?
Oh, there are plenty of people calling him out on it.
Is it doing any good?
Eh, no. Everybody just goes to their priors. Oh, what did my team say? Well, I got to back my team, you know.
Sometimes you can be your own man / woman, you know.
Well, let's go to an example of that. Because I don't know exactly what this guy, one of my other favorite senators, John Kennedy of Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And the headline I'm looking at here, Senator Kennedy, Taiwan trip is the Pelosi show. We're not talking about inflation or her husband's stock trades. Huh. So let's listen in to Senator Kennedy on this latest manufactured news cycle with Pelosi in Taiwan.
John Kennedy, Senator Kennedy, always good to have you here today. I want to put up one of the statements here from China. This is one of the new statements since the visit began. Speaker Pelosi is the incumbent leader of the U.S. Congress. Her visit to and activities in Taiwan in whatever form and for whatever reason is a major political provocation to upgrade U.S. official exchanges with Taiwan. China absolutely does not accept this, and the Chinese people absolutely reject this. And that comes on the heels of President Xi himself saying that this visit would be, quote, playing with fire. Where do you think this is going?
Well, Martha, I support Speaker Pelosi's trip to Taiwan unconditionally, but with an explanation. As petty and self-absorbed as Washington looks like from the outside, you ought to see it from the inside. This entire exercise began with Speaker Pelosi's ego. Now, when you're talking about a nuclear war with China, you should take your ego out back and shoot it. But that's not Speaker Pelosi's way. She knows after the midterms, she's not going to be Speaker anymore. She may not be in Congress anymore. So I think she thought up this trip as a way to say, well, look at me one more time. She talked to the White House, and some knucklehead, either on Speaker Pelosi's staff or the White House, linked it. And on top of that, President Biden spoke publicly about it and said, oh, well, maybe she shouldn't go. Well, at that juncture, she had to go because weakness or the appearance of weakness invites the wolves. So I'm glad the speaker went.
And I like this explanation. I like where John Kennedy's his angle on this. And we hear that often, though, that last thing he said, weakness invites the wolves, right, Eddie?
Yes.
Yeah, but doesn't strength also invite strength?
No.
It doesn't?
No.
So if you're proud, and it's not just you, it's an entire nation of people, if you're proud, and somebody's clearly a lot stronger than you, and they show you, I'm a lot stronger than you, and say, you know what, go kick rocks. We get that you're upset about this, but you can't do anything about it. We're stronger than you. Do you think those people are just going to take it lying down?
I hope not.
It's not hypothetical either. again, this was 95, 96.
Mm-hmm.
There was a whole dust-up about Taiwan back then. China was nowhere near as capable as they are today. President Clinton parked two aircraft carriers right there in the strait.
Right.
Between Taiwan and mainland China and said, well, go kick rocks. We're stronger than you. And so what's happened in the last 25 years? Well, strength invited strength. Look at China today. And do folks think taking on China is like taking on the Taliban or taking on even Iran or taking out Saddam Hussein or taking out Gaddafi or trying to take on Bashar al-Assad, who's still ruling that now wrecked country of Syria? You know, deterrence can be a real thing. Don't mess with me. It's not worth it for you. But strength also invites strength. And so we have to project strength, but we also need to use it wisely. What seems to be happening in the last 25 years is we have not used that wisely while our enemies grow stronger. And I'm not just talking about weapons of war and other capabilities. It's one thing to have capabilities, one thing to have capacity. But also, where is your will? It's a question of spirit. So we'll see where this goes with China and Taiwan. But there's a certain aspect of American foreign policy that leaves me a bit unnerved, that folks still act like it's the 90s where we can push nations around without really any pushback. And our strength, this is now, 25 years later, invited more strength from them. We better not miscalculate. 272-9228. Let's continue on here with Senator John Kennedy.
If she really wanted to demonstrate strength from the United States of America, she would have made it a bipartisan trip. She would have brought Kevin McCarthy along. She would have brought the Secretary of Defense along. But no, it's her. It's the Speaker Pelosi show. And the added benefit of all this is that, you know, we're not talking about inflation or crime or the open border or her husband's stock trades. And that's the way this town works.
Well, and it's like, did all the anchors at Fox News, by the way, have to bring a change of underwear? Not because they crap their pants, the other thing. Like, as soon as something that's potential war, whether Ukraine or this whole thing with China, they get all sorts of excited and turned on. It's a little unseemly, actually. Like, is it a requirement at Fox, unless you're Tucker Carlson, that you have to get all hot and bothered over the potential of more war? Yeah, war.
By the way, Fox News brought to you by Raytheon.
Frickin' racket. It makes me sick to watch it. Stop buying into their crap. Cable news is not good for you. Hey, Dad, if you're listening, stop falling asleep to Fox News, Dad. Not good for you. Maybe not as bad as MSNBC and CNN.
What do I fall asleep to, Joe?
I don't know. The Great Escape. It's a good movie. Mm. You don't like that movie?
It's all right. I mean, it's just hard to fall asleep to.
You can fall asleep to that movie. It's long enough.
Mm-mm.
What would you like to fall asleep to a movie? What movie would you like to choose?
Oof. Sound of Music. They Can See Me to Sleep.
Like doe, a deer, a female deer. Ray, a drop of golden sun.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Not a big fan?
Not to fall asleep to it, no. Like, you really want the Von Trapp kids singing?
Singing to me, yeah. What's wrong with that? Used to be heavy metal, I'd fall asleep to Metallica.
You really are like an onion. We keep peeling back the layers and finding out new things. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. Well, in their Physical Prattville, they can help you get your balance back, get your walking ability back, get your strength back. And sometimes it's physical strength, sometimes it's your confidence, it's your psychology. They can help you on both fronts. They have traditional treatment methods, you know, it could be just rehabbing a hurt knee or ankle. But they also have cutting-edge therapy like fully immersive virtual reality therapy. It's called Virtualis, if you want to look it up. Virtualis. And it's a great immersive system. where these virtual reality programs are designed to help treat those harder-to-fix problems that cause imbalances, like inner ear problems or certain vision problems. They also have a 360 walking track, so if your problem is confidence, you're strapped into a harness, so you have no fear of falling. You can't fall even if you try. And that way you can really test your walking ability and get that confidence back. You walk over different surfaces. They have things that simulate sand or soft grass. They have steps you can go up and down.
Right.
It's really a great system. So to get the ball rolling on this, if you're having trouble walking, getting around, if you're having balance issues, maybe it's somebody you know and love that just doesn't want to admit it, call Dawn Sexton and her team today at 595-9990, 595-9990. Ask about a free balance test. And be sure to tell them that Joey from News and Views sent you. 272-9228. Like, am I off base in this? Like, I turn on Fox News and they're, like, drooling over war and soiling their pants.
Maybe you should be the one to turn off Fox News.
I have this job.
There are other news outlets besides Fox.
I don't have cable. I don't sit there and have Fox on. I still see clips.
You're quoted a lot. You work there?
No. No, if Emily Campagna is single, I'll start working there. I don't care if I get a lawsuit from HR.
Working like a bronze.
As long as we get married, it's worth any fine.
Oh, Joey, that's so romantic.
I know. We'll be right back.
Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Is your cell phone or iPad cracked, broken, or not working right? Don't let the big carrier stores sucker you into a new $1,100 device. Let XI Repair fix your device today. XI Repair fixes cell phones, computers, laptops, iPads, game consoles, drones, and more. Their certified technicians fix hundreds of devices every day. When your device needs care, call XI Repair, 334-777-1234, or Google XI Repair.
Cards issued by Celtic Bank, member FDIC.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's credit cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 3.3% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/free. ramp.com/free. ramp.com/free.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to the program. Now, I just found an interesting propaganda video, but it's propaganda on behalf of Taiwan. This is from the Taiwanese Defense Ministry.
Yeah.
And what we're going to have to do is just read the closed captioning here.
Oh, you don't speak Taiwanese?
No. But thank God there are subtitles. And what we're looking at is a pretty epic video showing helicopters and fighter jets and all this stuff. Guarding our homeland through night and day, we firmly uphold our sovereignty, says Taiwan. Fear no threat nor challenges. We are not eager for a fight, nor will we shy away from one. We have the capacity and the will to uphold our valued liberty and democracy and maintain our region's stability. Ministry of National Defense.
Can't we all just get along?
I know. Everybody's just shaking their stick at each other.
I don't get it.
Reminds me of camp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there in the Asia-Pacific theater.
Are you worried, Joey?
It's not just that. I'm more worried about everything coming to a head at once.
Oh, okay.
Like the Iran nuclear deal. Are they going to get back in or are we not?
No, I'm not.
It doesn't look to be working out too well. Then the war in Ukraine there in Eastern Europe continues apace.
I meant to ask you this.
Not to mention everything underlying this, the economic foundations don't seem very strong.
Well, the war in Ukraine, how can Lewinsky and his wife do a cover for Vogue magazine?
In a war zone?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was odd.
Are we sure this is actually going on? Or is this?
No, it's actually going on.
You sure?
I mean, yeah, no, hundreds of thousands of people have died.
Okay.
From both sides. But yeah, that seemed a bit much. I know what you're talking about. Now, it's just like so many things are happening at once and our so-called leaders seem to be fiddling as they're setting things on fire. So we'll see where this goes.
Found that disturbing. I mean, they look great, though. I will say they look great.
Oh, Zelensky and his wife? Yeah. Oh,
they look great. I give him that. But,
yeah, he looks great in heels. Let's go to Charles. Hey, Charles.
Hey, bud. How you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing?
Yeah, doing good. Thank you. I think a lot of what you're seeing is just a show. It's just a play that they're putting on for you, especially this administration. Because if you'll watch, they're trying so hard to make Biden look like he's capable.
Yeah, they are.
And I mean, here we are for the midterm, and they're trying everything, you know, that he's this great American. And I mean, we've seen all the evidence of corruption with them, with Biden and China. China ain't going to do nothing. They're not going to do a daggone thing. They ain't going to do nothing. And I mean, it's all a show. I mean, that's my opinion, you know. They're just trying to make him look like he's got some strength, and he doesn't. He's crooked. I mean, he's deceitful. He's a tyrant. I mean, that's just... I mean, what I'm waiting to see is... And another thing is we all know that they use these tactics to take our attention away from other things. I mean, I saw an article this morning. They are actually talking about AOC is the one that should run for the Democrats. I mean, that is what... Have you ever seen the movie from the 80s called Idiocracy?
Oh, yeah. No, the Mike Judge movie, sure.
Yeah. I mean, that movie's freaking hilarious. And, I mean, that's exactly what our government has turned into. We're a joke. I mean, we show no strength. I mean... It's really shameful. It's a disgrace. I mean, and it continues to be allowed. I mean, but anyway, that's...
I think you had a lot of correct notes there and chords there, especially this being a show. I think it is a show, but my issue, especially with questions of war, sometimes people miscalculate. And because it all seems so fake, that's what has me worried, especially the fact that Russia actually did invade. It just, something doesn't feel right here, as they do their usual show.
Now, Russia, now with Putin, I think if Biden ran his mouth enough, Putin would try to put his boot up your honor, you know what. But because Putin's one of them, I think Putin's got the little man syndrome.
Fair enough.
Well, he just got to show, you know, hey, you know, I'll come over there. But as far as China, come on, man, you can look up years of business dealings between the Bidens and China. I mean, they're bedfellows. I mean, China ain't going to do nothing, man. I mean, it's all about money, economy. They might try to cripple us, you know, as far as our economy. But as far as them putting boots on the ground, it ain't going to happen.
There you go.
Ain't going to happen.
Appreciate it,
Charles. Y'all be good. Stay safe.
Thank you, Charles.
272-9228. And essentially what I said earlier last week when all this came up is if Taiwan wants to declare independence, if the U.S. wants to support that, then actually be ready for it.
Yeah. Can't just say it and
then end up with a wrecked nation. Yeah.
Right. It's not going to happen.
So we'll see where all this goes. So you found somebody sent you a video where it was dirt clogs being thrown, not clods.
Dirt clogs. After watching the video, maybe something lost in translation. They were in another country. They might have pronounced it clods, but the the interpreter might have taken it as clogs.
So you thought that video vindicated you, and you realized not really.
Not so much. But I haven't heard anybody from Highland Gardens call and tell me any different. So,
well, that's fair.
Maybe it was just a dialect situation there.
It could be. Different dialects for different neighborhoods.
Well, and I will say, we lived on one side of the gully, and you had the other part of Highland Gardens that was on the other side of the gully.
Now, do you want to see more of the stupid political show? No, The View.
That one about makes me vomit.
The View wanted Ron DeSantis on The View.
What'd Ronnie D say?
They said they would be honored. Well, and DeSantis himself didn't respond, but Brian Griffin, the deputy press secretary for The View?
I think that's the dog.
Or no, for DeSantis' office. Brian Griffin?
Yeah, it's the dog off Family Guy.
Yeah, that is, actually. Yeah. He's always working on his novel. Yeah. Well, Brian Griffin, the press secretary, deputy press secretary for the executive office of the governor of Florida, he shared the email he sent back to The View. Now, The View sent it to DeSantis' office, said we'd be honored to have you as a guest. And here's what Brian Griffin put back. Thanks for the invite. I understand that you're sending this request on behalf of your team, but are the hosts of The View really interested in hearing from Governor DeSantis about all the important work he is doing on behalf of Floridians to protect the health and livelihoods, their health and livelihoods, to stand up for parents and children and to defend freedom? Which of the below statements from the host of The View do you recommend our team consider when deciding if the interview will be a genuine pursuit of the truth or worth the time? For instance, Joy Behar said in August of 2021, you're just short of calling Governor DeSantis a negligent homicidal sociopath because that's what he is.
Mm.
She added, Joy Behar did, what is he doing? He's risking the lives of children, children's parents, their grandparents, anyone they may come in contact with so he can appeal to his white supremacist base so he can continue his career and get reelected. Or how about when Sonny Hoisten, or whatever stupid Holstein name, whatever Sonny said in June 2022, DeSantis, I think he's a fascist and a bigot.
Whoa.
Anna Navarro said in April of 22, it's of Ron DeSantis' policies, it's anti-black, it's anti-gay, it's anti-LGBTQ+ community. And for some reason, the Republican base responded to it. And it's anti-American. It's what happened in Venezuela. It's what happened in Nicaragua. And then Sonny got back on it, talking about DeSantis' policies. It all started with CRT. Let's remember that. And those are anti-history laws, anti-black history laws, really, she said. If you start coming after black people, what comes next, right? of course, the LGBTQ plus community, and then women, and then other marginalized groups. Brian Griffin continues, we'll pass on this offer. And please note, we don't coordinate appearances or events of a political nature from the official office. Our role is to serve the people of Florida. Thank you, Brian Griffin, Deputy Press Secretary for Governor DeSantis.
And that dog knows what he's talking about.
Let's go to JR. Hey, JR.
Hey, can I go off topic just a little bit?
No, sure, man.
Okay, this, we need something positive. I just want to let y'all know that Montgomery Gray's 8-year-old girls just won the World Series in Cochran, Georgia.
Wow.
And that is pretty special in my mind. It just so happens I got a granddaughter that plays for them. But
that's awesome,
they
man.
They beat out 12 other teams to the score of 89-22, and they dominated. And
wow.
We need something positive.
Oh, here, man. I appreciate you sharing that.
And I appreciate y'all letting me share it because they're special little girls and they're our future, and they're just amazing. Thank y'all.
Thank you, JR.
Thank you, JR.
Well, and, you know, JR's got a point. There's a reason we spent the whole first hour and a half talking about, like, Eddie throwing, what is it?
Dirt clogs.
Dirt clogs at cars.
What?
And other stories from the Highland Gardens.
And it's
because the news sucks.
Really?
Really sucks. Every day. It's something we're supposed to be excited and all lathered up about. And I can certainly get excited and lathered up. But at a certain point, you realize, you know what? Life's too short to be wasting time on this crap. Seriously, I keep getting advice from folks I respect.
Yeah.
But they're not talking to me in particular. They're talking to, like, any young person out there who wants to make a difference in the world. You know what their number one advice is? And I've gotten this from comedians, from political philosophers, from podcasters, entrepreneurs, like all sorts of types of people from different walks of life. They say, turn off the news. Like, you should know enough to know who the president is. You need
right.
to at least,
right. you need some basics.
You know where what's going on out there.
Right.
But watching it every day, and I'm like, well, that sounds like good advice, but then I'm in this job. So, like, is there a way we can just do the show without paying attention to the manufactured news pushed by corporate media?
It'd be tough, but I'd love to give it a go.
Well, we're going to keep, you know, giving it the college try. And it'll be more stories from the Highland Gardens will be one segment.
Although, Joey,
we definitely cover.
I'm telling you, to get some great show talking, you know, points, you should take a little vacation.
Yeah, I could take a vacation.
I mean, you know, get some material. We could set you up like Bert the Conqueror, where they put him on rides and stuff, you know, which is kind of funny to watch. Or you can just, Joey, do your own thing. Go discover what makes Joey happy. Maybe get a Greyhound bus and head south.
I think my problems, I've been discovering myself too much lately. Oh. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, man, it's Rusty.
Hey, Rusty.
Hey, Rusty. How you doing?
Gentlemen, I'm doing well. I hope y'all are doing good.
Oh, great.
Yes, sir.
I had to get out today. I was out. I had an appointment I had to get to, and I heard the reference to dirt clogs.
Yes, sir.
And I must admit, I have never heard that before.
Thank you.
I'd always heard dirt clods.
Mm-hmm. Clods. Yeah, well, that's Yankee talk.
And, of course, the favorite footwear in the country, clod hoppers. You know, you got your big old Brogan shoes or clod hoppers.
No, I swear when Eddie started saying dirt clogs, I thought he was talking about the, like, a little Dutch shoes, like, I don't know, clicking his feet together.
Yeah, there's a joke there about a little boy with his, never mind, right?
Yeah, please
go there. But I had never heard that, but a similar story talking about hitting a car with the dirt clogs. My cousin Ricky, who was always like big old country strong boy, you know, we were out at the church over at Boone's Chapel, and we were up at the parsonage playing baseball in the field by the graveyard with all the kids. Well, here comes Ricky up to bat. And this is probably a good 75 yards. There's a car coming around the corner, and it goes back to the right, and it's going down the road. He says, wow, look at that car. And he hits that baseball, and it's like a cartoon watching it. You know it's going to hit the thing. It went through the open window and hit the girl that was a passenger in the arm, and you hear all kind of brakes squealing and everything. And we're at the parsonage there, you know, where the preacher lives. We scattered. Everybody just ran away. We're all in the house hiding under the table, and somebody's in like, whoa, what's wrong? Ricky hit a car with a baseball. And nobody believed it because it was like 75 yards away. But, I mean, it was like he meant to do it, you know. But it would probably have been different had it been a dirt clod.
Yeah.
Because it would not have nearly caused an accident. But the guy came up there, and he didn't believe it either. He knew it wasn't done on purpose. You know, he said, I know you didn't do that on purpose because you couldn't have.
Right.
But it's crazy how things like that happen. We got out of school one time. We didn't have any dirt clods. We were throwing pine cones.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Did that a lot, especially the green ones.
Somebody threw one of them green ones and caught this kid right between the eyes. His head busted open like that dude in Scanners. You remember that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, blood everywhere. Of course, again, we didn't think about going to help the kid. We all scattered. You know,
run for, yeah. But,
what is that nuisance, like, fruit that's... Like, my grandfather used to live in Green Acres, that whole area off of Vaughn Road.
Horse apples?
Yeah, they're like big, green, like bumpy things. Yeah, those were fun to throw. I threw a few of those every once in a while.
They're the persimmons. They're kind of prickly. Yeah.
Yes.
And if you hadn't never... had a homemade slingshot made out of a inner tube and pop somebody with a green China berry, that will raise a welt. I would rather be shot than get hit with a green China berry. They hurt. They hurt bad.
Well, and it used to be so much fun to have those silly fights in the pool with those pool noodles, and then you hit a certain age where it's like it's not that fun anymore. Like, damn, no, this hurts.
But see, what's so funny now is you were talking about your participation trophies a while ago.
Oh, yeah.
I dare anybody out, see anybody, kids, out throwing dirt clods and making slingshots and shooting people with China berries. And there's probably people within the sound of my voice going, what the heck's a China berry? That's racist. You know, it's just, I wonder what they call them in China. Oh, I shoot you with American Betty.
Yes.
Well, let's call them berries.
That's what I was going with, berries.
And wonder if any little Chinese kids ever tried to dig to America. I don't know. I don't know.
I know I tried to dig to China in my sandbox.
Oh, I still got a hole in the backyard. Yeah. I'm working on it. Yeah, once in a while I go, where you going, baby? I'm going out to work on the hole of China. Okay, well, supper be ready in a little bit.
You've watched many Wile E. Coyote and Bugs Bunny cartoon. Appreciate it, Rusty.
All right.
Thank you, Rusty.
Take care.
See you, buddy. Bye.
272-9228. Got to hit a break here. We'll come back to Duke and Randall and others at 272-9228. We cover the news for a little bit, but it's more fun telling tales out of school and some old stories, folks. We'll be right back after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
Hey, at Marguerite's, if you have gold, we buy it. If you have diamonds, we buy it. Coins, all kinds of valuable things, yes, we buy it. Or if it's just sitting in a drawer and something that's important to you, we'll remake it for you, or we'll trade it into something brand new. Regardless, don't leave things sitting around the drawer. You have all kinds of assets in the house. You need to check it out. Bring it down to us. We don't charge you to give you an evaluation of what it is. We're open 7 days a week at Marguerite's. Bring down your valuables. Let's see if you walk away with a check, trade it in, or get something brand new.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to get conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
Babbel's interactive lessons are created by real language teachers and voiced by real native speakers using a modern conversation-based method. So in no time, you'll be speaking confidently about real-life topics in another language.
Nosotras vamos a México en dos días y ahora hablamos español.
Gracias, Babbel.
Sí, muchas gracias.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our better-than-normal rain chances continue for at least a couple of more days. Meanwhile, more hot and humid days with today's high temperature up to about 93 with the heat index into triple digits again. And again, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms today and Thursday, most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours with locally heavy downpours and spots. Tonight's low 73, Thursday's high 93. We'll be in the mid-90s on Friday and Saturday, but storms will start to thin out in number, become more widely scattered by then. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don Bobo with Capital Tractor. It may seem like it can't get here fast enough, but hunting season will be here before you know it. With special offers right now on the fast, durable Kubota Sidekick, don't let anything stand between you and your tree stand. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228 as we round out the program here on a Wednesday. And on the line, we got a few calls. Let's go to Duke. He's first. Hey, Duke.
How's it going?
I'm all right.
How you doing, buddy?
Now, Joey, go ahead and tell your story now. Come on, man.
What story?
Stop holding out on us.
What story?
How you protected your virginity for so many years. How you protected your virginity for so many years.
Can I get blue cheese with these hot wings? Is that allowed?
I got one for
you. Did you have a sword?
I got one for you, guy.
Yeah.
I stole my daddy's car out of the house.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to see this girl, right?
Of course.
And he drank a little bit, and he got a little drunk and everything, and I took advantage of it. I stole the car, okay? On the way back home, the doggone car made this sound. I thought I blew the motor up or something, but the fan belt broke.
Oh, Lord.
And it was cold that night. Oh, man, this guy had to bring me home. And funny thing about it, Daddy woke up the next morning and said, "Where's my damn car?"
Mm-hmm.
I had to tell him where the car was.
Oh, no.
You tell him about the belt?
I told him about it and everything, and that's how I got caught. I was trying to sneak it back home and everything.
Right.
I got caught.
Now, when you told him the reason you're going to see a girl, was he disappointed or was he kind of like, well, all right then?
That came after a while. You know, he wanted to know where his car was. He raised in hell and everything. I held on for a little while. So I don't know where it is. I don't know.
I don't know where's that, Daddy.
I was okay. I took it.
I don't know where it's at, but I saw it at the street. By the way, I heard you need a fan belt.
Oh, man. But, Joey, go ahead and tell what's up, man. Come on, talk to us, man.
No, I don't want to talk about it.
Is that bad?
I don't want to talk about it.
Mm. And I don't want to tell us on the place where me and my homeboy used to go swimming. Out in the cow pasture there a little bit. We didn't know any better, you know.
Didn't know any better. We were happy to get cool water.
Yeah, but we found out later on what we were swimming in.
A little bit thicker water than what you thought?
What, are you two waiting for me to apologize? I didn't do that to you.
No, just funny that we men.
And nobody else. No, I bet nobody else come on and tell that story right there. They did it.
Well, we men aren't afraid to talk about things, but boys still are kind of shy.
Oh, no, but as soon as you get the women talking, you find out how disgusting they can be.
I tried to ride the cow and all that stuff. I got a lot of stories, but yeah, I know other callers waiting right now, but all right, I'm gone.
Appreciate it, Duke. Let's go to Randall. Hey, Randall.
Randall.
Hello, fellas. How y'all?
Doing all right. How are you doing, man?
It's been a good morning. I can tell y'all, y'all been laughing it up, chucking it up. And Andy, I do believe I will go with you on cars versus clogs.
Thank you.
If you actually a Southern person saying it comes out clogs. I mean, when you say it,
yeah.
Let's go through some dirt clogs. You don't say clogs.
Right. I stop and say, excuse me, can I get the proper spelling for that?
Yeah,
in the future, so, I feel so like someone's going to ask me.
So I kind of back you up on it.
Thank you, Randall.
I can say that's the plural definition. And yeah, of course, you know, up here on the dirt road, of course, I throw them. And the pine cones, though, hit people's cars. They don't look too lightly on that, I'm going to tell you.
Especially the green ones. They got a little weight on them.
Yeah. And especially, they come into your house, so yeah, we got in a little trouble for that. But to the real, what's going on in the real world? You're talking about China. Y'all know that they got our electromagnetic launching systems on their ship.
Yeah.
And what that does, that lets them launching MiGs so fast. We can't shoot missiles fast as they can launch me. Now, Donald Trump, he tried to get us to get away from it so we wouldn't have that. They couldn't be getting... Somehow they got our military... I mean, somehow they got a hold of it. And he was trying to get us to get away from it where they couldn't keep putting it on the ship. They don't like the one ship. And then they have three of them that has that electromagnetic launch system on it. And once they had them three carriers... I wouldn't be too sure they won't be stronger. I mean, they're going to be strong, y'all. I mean, it's when I was studying it was unbelievable the way they can launch them MiGs off there.
Well, and because they haven't really used their newfound strength yet, who knows how it'll actually shape up. War tends to test the reality of your actual strength instead of all just the posturing. But you're right. They do have these newer technologies. They've stolen quite a lot and also gotten assistance from the Russians on some advanced stuff.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it's a mess. I just hope the actual war doesn't break out. It seems so unnecessary, and it will make everybody worse off, especially those right in the line of fire. I got to run, Randall. Appreciate it, man.
Yes, sir.
See you, Randall.
Yes,
sir.
And before the break, let's go to Cooter. Hey, Cooter.
Hey, man.
How you doing?
I grew up on a farm way out here in the sticks. We had cows and chickens and pigs, and we raised cotton and corn and all that kind of stuff. Our best fun was the dirt clods with a D.
Thank you.
We didn't really throw them at each other that much. We would stand a hoe up when it was choppy cotton. You stand a hoe up, pack a little dirt around the hoe, the metal part, where you got a pole sticking straight up, and then we'd have a contest throwing dirt clods, trying to knock it over. But for throwing stuff, like I said, I was raised pretty much out in the barnyard with all the animals and stuff. Anyway, you take a corn cob, this old feed corn, you know, that you feed to the animals, and after they've chewed the corn off, or after you've shelled it, and you got these cobs left over, if you break them in half, and you find a chicken feather, we had chickens everywhere, there's a chicken feather, you break it in half, stick a chicken feather in one end, and that thing will throw almost like a dart. The feather keeps it going straight. So then you take, once you get the feather in, you dip it in a cow pie, and then we would throw them. Because we used to have battles like that.
Man, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, you just waited for the crap to dry and throw the cow pies that way.
But to dry, and I wanted to dry. This was all fresh, wet stuff.
That's just
but,
nasty.
As for drinking water, man, I drink water. I've just about every place there is water. Out in the woods, out in the pastures, in the rivers, streams, lakes.
You ever get beaver fever?
Never. And we used to drink out of a hose pipe. Nobody drank out of a hose pipe no more.
No, that's how we did it growing up. That's why we're not allergic to anything.
No, I drank out of hose.
Most people don't call them hose pipe anymore either. But we always called it a hose pipe. We didn't call it a hose or a water hose.
A garden hose.
It was a hose pipe. Anyway, love you guys. Love the show.
Appreciate it, Cooter.
See you, Cooter.
This is part of the program brought to you by Pest Pro Services. Nothing's really bugging me today.
Really?
Except y'all trying to dredge up my past. But if bugs are bugging you, actual insects or pests of all type, like cockroaches or hornets or wasps, could even be fire ants or termites or mosquitoes, Pest Pro Services can help you. Call Ashley and her team today at 265-9990. That's 265-9990. You can also go to ppsriverregion.com or just search Pest Pro Services on the Book of Faces. Find out what they got going on there. They've helped a lot of our listeners. So many, we just stop counting.
Yeah.
Ashley does fantastic work for folks. So call, again, for that free evaluation, 265-9990. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services. And be sure to tell Ashley that Joey and Eddie from News & Views sent you. Let's go to TS. Hello, TS.
Oh, my gosh. Hang on a second. Hey there. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
Well, I was about to pull a shirt over my head. I have been on and off today. Did anybody mention that dirt clogs, everything else? They're clots, dirt clots.
Well, like I said, wait.
Clot?
No, I was saying clod. Eddie was saying clogs. You're now saying clots?
Clots, C-L, like clots, C-L-O-T-S.
No wonder they make fun of us up north.
Well, I mean, that was just from Texas, because we had red clay ones, and we would wear each other out.
Right.
Now, did any of you have a pea shooter?
I didn't, no. You have a pea shooter, Eddie?
They were like these little pistols, and you'd put, like, dry black-eyed peas in them.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And attack each other.
What did you think I was talking about? Don't want to talk about it.
Don't want to talk about it, Joe.
Guys, we're talking about. I'm not even going there. Somebody did speak about China Berry Wars. We were told we could do it if we wore our sunglasses. And, you know, a brother 6 years older than me, I was just pelted.
Yep.
You know,
oh, my.
That was no fun.
We'd tell my sister to run. We'd give her about 3 steps.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, but I do things like he'd say, I want you to come see something. We'd be at Grandma's house. I want you to come see something down at the pond. Mm. And I'm like, okay. And he'd run ahead of me and then run up on, you know, it was like a cow pond thing, whatever they're called. And he'd run up ahead of me and I'd get down there, going down the cow path. He'd be swinging like 2 dead rattlesnakes above his head laughing to see what I would do.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah, just grow up in Texas. It would make you a stronger woman. I love you guys.
Love you too, T.S.
Thank you, Ann.
Hello, April Marie.
Hello.
We're going to take one last call here. Sweet D. Hello,
Sweet D. How you doing, honey?
Hey, Joey and Eddie.
How are you doing?
So this call is for Charles, who said China's not going to do anything. Did he forget about this doggone COVID-19? We are going to get another virus, okay?
Good point, Sweet D. Good point.
Everybody needs to get their gloves, their hand sanitizer. We will be having another virus within the next couple of weeks, okay? Mm-hmm. Thank you, Pelosi.
Oh, she's going to pick it up herself. Hey, by the way, if we get into that, I'm going to buy some masks ahead of time.
Yeah.
Make some money this go around.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Last time we missed the boat.
We'll do some branding.
Yeah. Good idea, Joe.
Yeah, I like that. So you got a big show coming up, April Marie?
Absolutely not.
No?
We are just going to BS our way through 3 hours.
Oh, you're learning.
I was going to say, welcome to the show, honey.
I was kind of driving in, and y'all were talking about how most of the news is bad news.
It's depressing. I was
looking at the items that I had marked to talk about today, and I was like, yeah, this really is depressing.
I know.
Maybe I'll see if I can find something fun. So, I've got a couple of fun things, but yeah.
Cool. Well, Eddie, I didn't bring this up on air, but I was saying, hey, isn't Carrie Lake hot? And Eddie's like, nah. And I'm like, I think she is.
Heck yeah, Carrie Lake's hot. I'm so excited about her victory.
I'm sure she's a nice person. I can just see through it, that's all.
Is it the, do you not like the short hair?
I find that it'd be aggressive.
Interesting. Short hair on women is aggressive.
And on that ponderous note, we're out of here. April Marie is next.